It's Paul Hurst here on the Q103 Media Bus, and today we are in Rochdale on the Reasons to Register Roadshow, hashtag Reason to Register on Twitter. And I've got a member of the public who joins us on the back of the bus. First of all, why don't you tell us who you are, whereabouts you're from?
My name's Stephen, I'm from Rochdale.
Excellent. Now, Steve, you were telling me earlier that you're not registered to vote and you haven't voted in the past. Why is that, Steve?
Well, I just feel like even if I do vote for anybody, it's not going to benefit me at the end of the day. And I feel like no matter who I vote for, it's not going to change anything. And I feel like politicians don't affect my lifestyle.
Do you think that politicians don't really listen then to what people like you have got to say? Or
they probably do listen, it's just that they don't get everyone's opinion on board, or they just can't do everything.
Yeah. No, a lot of people feel the same way, it's fair to say. What do you think the politicians and the decision makers could do to make people like you feel as though your vote is you know, worthwhile?
I've no idea on that one, mate.
Bit of a tricky question.
Yeah.
Do you think that events like this, though, like having a media bus in town to talk about voting, is that useful to somebody such as yourself?
Oh yeah, definitely. It helps people to see face to face, and like they can ask questions and get any advice if they want it.
And you probably will register to vote today, but how are you going to do your research then about who to actually vote for in the upcoming elections?
I'll probably go on the internet, but like I say, even if I do the research, I'm not going to get the whole truth. So it's everything behind closed doors that I don't hear about, innit?
And are there any burning issues that you think the politicians could or should do more about than what they are?
I've not got anything at the top of my head at the moment.
So it's just you want to go out, you want to earn your money and have all your public services running smoothly and everything like that?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Great. Well, thanks for your time today, Stephen. Thanks for that feedback. Thanks.
Cheers, mate.